Good morning, Little Saigon. It is still June the 14th, 2019. My brain is fried. It's still June the 14th, 2019. My brain is fried. There are people out there in the wilderness of this world waiting for you down by the bus stop. Down by the bus stop where the griminess grins with a grimly. The slimy, grimly, crumbly stuff clings to the sidewalks like the glimbus to the ass of the devil. The only person happy about this situation is a little guy named Beans, and Beans lives in Des Moines, Washington. Beans mocks Uncle Dan. Beans thinks Uncle Dan's a fuck, but I think Beans is a fuck. He's a French bulldog, and he's a motherfucker. He's literally a son of a bitch. Down by the bus stop where the grumbly and the greasy and the clingy and the clammy stick to the slimmy and the slammy. Down by the bus stop where the blue-haired crazy people yell and scream like mad walruses insane at the madness of the sea. Down by the bus stop where the pandas run in fear for Panda Express. Down by the bus stop. You gotta wake up, you gotta go. You gotta grab your coffee and your toast and your syrup. Make your breakfast, buddy, make it tasty. Make some tasty breakfast, some eggs and hash browns. Make yourself your grimbly grambly. Put on your slacks and your dirty underwear. Make sure you double smell that underwear. You know that you've worn it twice in 2 weeks and you're too lazy to wash. Open that door, greet the world. Maybe take some garbage down with you to the garbage stack. Of course, the insects, the roaches, the rats scatter as you slowly slog your way down the stairwell, avoiding the glimpus folk and the crimbi and the various wimples and wobbles who live within this realm of greasiness and call it Little Saigon. They call it Little Saigon because it's a place of magical bullshit where magical things happen. Little Saigon, you walk your way to the bus stop, and at the bus stop you see a sign that says Stay Grimy. It says stay grimy, Little Saigon, because Saigon must stay grimy to be real, unlike most places in Seattle, like that fucking maple leaf. And you wait for the bus. You wait for the 7 or the 14 or the 36 or the 49. You wait for some number to pop up, like the casino of existence, the flow of humans through the casino. Your lucky number is 14, motherfucker. Your lucky number is 14. You get on the bus, and the bus driver is kind of drunk off of some type of cough syrup mixture with Ambien. He's pumping the brakes and pumping the throttle at the same time. He's pumping the brakes and pumping the throttle at exactly the same time because he thinks it's smart. He thinks it's smart to rimble and ramble that metro bus. Every day now you hear pieces of those buses falling off, the clang, the clang, clang. Yeah, that's called entropy, motherfucker. Thank you. And you ride the bus down the Fifth Avenue where you get off and you wait for another bus and more blue-haired freaks, red-haired freaks, ginger freaks like myself waiting to get on that fucking bus to go to their slave job. They will stare at digits all day as their insides are melted by the brutality of their existential malaise and all the problems they see come out in poop. You get on the bus, you get on the 545 to Willy Wonka's Software Factory. You see the girl who LARPs Battlestar Galactica. You see the crazy dude who's really upset about babes not having butts. You see the homeless dude who wants to argue with the bus driver about whether or not his ticket from a few days ago still works. And then you ride the 545, you try to sleep for a while, it takes about a half an hour plus or minus. The thing about King County Metro, and this should really be a poster, an advertising poster for King County Metro and County Community Transit and Sound Transit, this should be their branding motto. It mostly works. It mostly works, that's the thing. It mostly shows up on time, and it kind of works and mostly works. Maybe it kind of works. And it kind of works, and I have no choice. In fact, that would be a better branding strategy. It kind of, Metro, it kind of works, and I have no fucking choice. So yeah, King County Metro mostly kind of sort of works, and you're riding the 545 to Willy Wonka's. And you get to 40th Street and you get off and you walk your way to get a shuttle. The shuttle's not going to be available after the 22nd at Willy Wonka's. You should keep that fucking in mind. The shuttle to where I need to go won't be available, but I'm an Oompa Loompa. As an Oompa Loompa, I have Oompa Loompa rights. My Oompa Loompa rights include the right to obey, the right to put up with shit, the right to have stuff in my stool, my poo every morning that looks more terrible, the right to eat food that tears the insides out of me, the right to a lot of free V8 juice that tears the inside out of, that tears the insides out of me more. So you get on the shuttle. The shuttle's being driven by some fellow who wants to talk about how wonderful everything is and its wonderfulness. You mention one or two inconvenient facts about reality, and you can tell immediately that he's beginning to get angry. He drops you off at 109, and you start your job at Willy Wonka's. Your first job is to check the current state of the Great Snake, the Great Snake that consumes data from the Great Universe of the Data Lake to poop it out into the cosmos. And within the cosmos, you will worship through the Great Snake and open up more streams of awareness, streams of consciousness that feed the decoration possibilities of the data structures of yesteryear. You're checking for job step failures, SQL query errors, all kinds of exceptions and problems. You're checking the logs, you fuck. You're putting together a little report, a little failures, little problems. mostly configuration. Mostly the dust and debris of moving shit around. Recently, they moved a lot of shit around in your software architecture at Willy Wonka's. And like rearranging furniture in your typical house, you're gonna find a lot of shit you don't wanna find. Like a dead mouse that your cat left underneath the sofa. Believe it or not, in the software world, there are a lot of fucking dead mice underneath the fucking sofas. You go on those fucking servers, those virtual machines, you check out their manifest, their patches, their state, and you find memory leaks and a lot of just general bleakness. And you're there, you're done, you're at work, checking the Great Snake, and the Great Snake is fine, everything's fine. In a few minutes, the Coosterlizer will turn on. In a few minutes, the energy charge for the Coosterlizer will light up. The energy unit will light up, and the Coosterlizer, the glow, the soft glow of the Coosterlizer in the room next door will remind you that you don't have to be your shitty self anymore. You can become Jacques Cousteau. The Coosterlizer will spin up and you will transport yourself to that other realm where you're your own version of Jacques Cousteau on fancy adventures with fish and whales and wildlife that is mostly dead now. You'll go on your grand adventure with wildlife that is mostly destroyed now. And there she blows, folks. Soon you'll have to get up, you'll have to wake up and get out of bed to go on this journey to the Great Snake beyond. To greet the day with Willy Wonka and the Smurfs and Oompa Loompas. You'll have to get up out of your bed, out of your gronkus. You'll have to consume whatever schlumpus you can shove down your throat. And as you shove that schlumpus down your throat, you'll recognize that your life is a forfeiture of existential nutsacks. And that's it, folks. Happy fucking Friday. Happy fucking Friday.